بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin our discussion on the Riyad al-Salihin, and we are still in the chapter concerning truthfulness. And this will be the last hadith under this chapter. And in this hadith, which is hadith number 59, عن أبي خالد حكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما وإن كذبا وكتما محقت بركة بيعهما. متفق عليه. In this hadith, which is an agreed upon hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith related by Abi Khalid Hakim bin Hizam, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the seller and the buyer, and you can find this in Sahih Bukhari volume 3, book 34, and hadith 293. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the seller and the buyer have the right to keep or return goods as long as they have not parted or till they part. And if both the parties, both of the parties speak the truth and describe defects and qualities of the goods, then they would be blessed in their transaction. And if they told lies or hid something, then the blessing of their transaction would be lost. The al-bay'an, this refers to the seller and the buyer. They have the choice when they buy and sell. Each one has the choice as he wishes, as long as they have not parted or till they part. Meaning, as long as they are in the sight, present in the sight of the contract, and did not part from each other, then they have the choice. Then they have the choice. Example, a person sells another person a car for 10,000. As long as both of them are staying in the or present in the place the contract was made and they did not part, then they have the choice. What does it mean that they have the choice? If the seller annuls the transaction, then he has the choice. And if the buyer annuls the transaction, then he has the choice. And this is a great blessing and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making it easy upon his slaves, because you know the nature of the person, that when the merchandise is with another person, he sees it precious, very precious, and looks forward to acquire it by any means. So, if he does so and acquires it, it's possible that this strong inclination which he had before, after he possessed it, then he may decline and he may dislike. And that's why the legislator gave the seller and the buyer the choice, so that they think and they don't rush. So, therefore, as long as the two persons, the seller and the buyer, did not apart, then they have the choice, even if the time period is prolonged. Even if they stay for 10 hours. So if a person sells an item or an article in the beginning of the day, and both the seller and the buyer continue to be in company till noon, then they have the choice. Because of the generality of the hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا لَمْ يَتَفَرَّقَا, as long as they have not parted. And in the hadith of Ibn Umar in another narration, or أَوْ يُخَيِّرُ أَحَدُهُمَا الْآخَرُ, or any one of them gives the choice to the other. Gives the choice to the other. Meaning, one of them says to the other, the choice is yours only. In this case, it will be his only. And the second one will have no choice. Also, if they say both, we have no choice between us. That is also fine. So therefore, the situations are four situations. First situation. If the choice is affirmed for both, and this is with unconditional transactions, then it is theirs, to the seller and to the buyer. Each one of them has the right to annul the transaction. This is the first situation. The second situation if they trade such that there is no choice for either one of them. In this case, the transaction becomes binding by the mere contract, and none of them will have the choice. This is the second situation. The third situation, they trade such that the choice is for the seller, but not for the buyer. In this case, the choice will be for the seller, and the buyer will have no choice. This is the third situation. The fourth situation, they make the trade upon the condition that the choice is for the buyer, while the seller would have no choice. In this case, therefore, the choice will be for the buyer, but not for the seller. Why? Because the choice is a right that belongs to the buyer and to the seller. So if they agree to drop it, or one of them agrees to it while the other doesn't, then the right is theirs, for either one of them or for both. It's valid if they agree that one of them has the choice and the other doesn't have the choice, or both have the choice, or they drop the choice altogether, that is their rights. And we know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi, and he said that it is hadithun hasanun sahih, a good and authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimuna ala shurutihim illa shartan harrama halalan aw ahalla harama. The Muslims are upon their conditions, unless it be a condition that makes a haram halal or a halal makes it haram. And in our hadith that we are discussing, the Prophet ﷺ said, as long that they have not parted. But he did not explain the manner of parting. What is intended here, however, is the physical party. Meaning, as long as one of them, you know, does not leave the other. And if they are apart from each other, then the choice is annulled and the transaction is binding. Now, where is the point of evidence regarding the subject matter we are talking about? We know that the subject matter is Bab al-Sidq, the chapter of truthfulness. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. He ﷺ said, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If they, the parties speak spoke the truth and described the facts and qualities of the goods, then they would be blessed in their transaction. This is the point of evidence of the hadith. That is because the chapter title is Bab al-Sidq, the chapter of Sidq, truthfulness. So, if they speak the truth in terms of describing the article, what are the descriptions in the article that makes it desirable? Okay, this is regarding the truthfulness. They describe it in the true way. وَبَيَّنَا, and they make it clear. Clear what? As to what? They describe what defects are in the article which makes it disliked. So for example, if he sells him a car and he says, here's this car, a new model such and such, manufactured in year such and such, and it's good and it has all these things and options, and he praises it, he speaks, he describes it with qualities non-existing in it, we say this is lying in what he said. Is that clear? And if he sells him the car, and if he sells him the car, and there is a kind of defect, and he does not tell him or did not tell him about the defect, we say this is concealment and hiding, and in this case he did not disclose its qualities. He did not disclose its qualities. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالْبَرَكَةُ فِي الصِّدْقِ وَالْبَيَانِ. And the blessing is in the truthfulness and in what? Making clear the that which is not the qualities that are disliked, but he makes it clear. So there is a difference therefore between truthfulness and between clarification. Truthfulness regards is in regard to those qualities that make the article or the item desirable. And the clarification is regarding what could be of a defect or defects, what could be from that in the qualities of this item. So therefore, concealment of the defect is against the clarification. And describing the article with descriptions that do not exist in it, then this is in opposition to truthfulness. Is that clear? Okay. Another example. He sells him a sheep. He sells him a sheep. And he says that this sheep produces a lot of milk. And it contains such and such of milk, such amounts, and produces such and such amounts, while he is lying. This is in opposition to what? I'm asking you. This is in opposition to what? To clarification or to truthfulness? To truthfulness. This is opposition to truthfulness. Why? Because he described the item with certain descriptions that makes it desired for the buyer. But these descriptions are not in it. So this is something opposing truthfulness. On the other hand, if he sells him the sheep and it has a certain disease, but not obvious disease, and he hides it, we say here he did not clarify or what? In this case, he did not disclose the defects. Yes, this is lack of clarification. Now, it's not telling the truth. It is lack of clarification because he concealed. So therefore, the clarification is disclosing the qualities that are disliked. And truthfulness is for the qualities that are desired. And from this is what is done by some people nowadays, and we seek we seek help and refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. A person puts the good property on top of things while he is exhibiting it, while the bad quality is in the bottom. Now, can we say in this case the person in this situation is not truthful, as well as he concealed and did not disclose? Can we say this? Both. Yes, we can say both. That's true. Yes. You know, this happens with fruits, with many things. Also from that which is regarding car selling. Those cars sold in exhibition rooms, the seller certainly knows that there are defects therein, but he conceals it. Conceals and does not disclose it to the buyer. And if he, in fact, discloses the defects, no one will buy the car. And this is forbidden for the auctioner, the exhibitor's owner, and also the owner of the car. Both of them are required to disclose to the seller and tell him it contains such and such defect. Now, But suppose if he did not know of the defect, if he did not know, the auctioneer, he did not know of the defect, then there is no harm upon him to sell it, but he conditions that he is free of responsibility from any kind of defect, in case he did not know. This explains the meaning of this hadith. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallama tasliman kathira.